Welcome to Extra Extra, presented by VDG Sports. I'm your host, Vince Douglas Gregory. No filter, very censored. Yeah, I came back. I came back. So no worries. I am back. Want to say everything as far as with the New Year's resolution. It is a revolution. Depends on who you are or what your concern is. Anyway. Everything's going fine. Everything's going according to plan. I think I have this shade throwing down, but there's still times where I question myself. There's still times where I'm trying to figure out, is that the proper way to throw shade? Is that the proper way to throw tint? Am I throwing this shade the correct way? Should I be tossing it with my left hand? Should I throw it underhand with my right hand? So there are those little instances where I'm trying to still get the shade throwing down. I know almost close to the end of the year. I only have about a little over 6.5 months left. And I'm worried, just like I know you are worried. I'm worried that I may not reach that goal. I may not complete my New Year's resolution or revolution. And I think I'm going to go full force. I am going to do overtime. I'm going to, every chance I get, I'm just going to try to throw some shade. I am going to throw shade and just going to be throwing shade all over the place. Like, woo, some shade for you. Some shade for you, some shade for you, because I need the practice. Most of the time, it probably does not seem like shade, because most of the time, it's probably not going to be shade. Yet, there are going to be those little, tiny, itty, bitty, teeny, weeny times where it's going to be perfect. Perfect, and I'm just going to have to be able to recall those perfect times and just try to practice perfection shade throwing. I'm getting there. That's all I'll just say. And the mouth breathing campaign it's on hold. It's still suspended. It's still in suspension. I just can't do these multiple things at one time. There's only one of me. No matter what you think, I'm not a robot. I'm a human. There's only one of me. So that's unpause. And so is the other thing, which I'm just not going to bring up. And I figured out what it was that was crawling on the top of my vehicle. I figured out the animal that was making it hard for me to keep my vehicle clean. Other than the heel and still anti-heel, I figured out the animal that was making things super hard. I just wanted to find out this animal and who this animal was. I found out. I figured it all out. And I was not ready. I wasn't ready to go. And I was not prepared for what took place. I was not prepared. In fact, I was scared. I was scared not to fight. I wasn't scared of what was gonna take place at the time. I was just scared that I was not prepared for the end game. I was not prepared for when this is over, what happens next. Because I don't know if this animal had its animal friends, where me and his animal got into it and he just called his boys, called backup. And then next thing I know, I won the fight, but I lost the battle. Like I said, I don't want to win the fight, but lose the battle. Win the fight, but lose the battle. And I didn't know if his animal friends or animal partners were right there. And maybe he got voted to be the scout. Maybe he was the one sent forward to figure out what's going on, figure out what's happening. And then if it's good and everything's what it should be, the rest to come. Or maybe if some trouble happens, that was the one that stayed in go mode. That was the one that was always ready to go. That was the live wire. That was the one that said, I wish you would. That was the one that was about that life. Unless they send that one out. Yeah, either way, I was not prepared for the end game. I was not prepared for the outcome. So I'm just doing what I usually do in the morning time. Take out the trash. Take the trash out. Don't want to keep too much trash within the place. So I'm taking the trash out. It's early. Still dark. Sort of cool. Breezy. And I'm going to the trash outside. So I'm walking. Not dancing. Not making my chest pop. I'm like, yes, another morning. I see there's a full moon, still little stars here and there, still dark, and I'm just walking, making my way to the trash, and I hear something. And when I hear something, normally I'll just pay it no attention. Normally I'll just pay it no mind and just keep doing what it do, just keep walking, just keep proceeding. Just keep proceeding. Keep doing whatever it is I'm doing. However, this time, my instincts, you know, my gut feeling, my intuition, something that I always follow. And I'm so glad and so happy that I always follow it from now on after not following it for previous years and times. Something just didn't sit right. It just didn't feel right. My intuition just said, stop, stop, stop right here, stop. And so I just stopped walking and I'm still looking directly at the trash and looking straight. And then there's another sound. And so now I'm completely focused. I'm aware of my surroundings. There's no cars on the road, no cars passing by. It's just me and whatever this noise is outside. Me and whatever this sound may be. And next thing I know, this head like pokes around the corner from the trash can. And lo and behold, it is a raccoon. And this isn't like your normal everyday run-of-the-mill raccoon. This raccoon was the size of a baby bear. This raccoon was the size of a baby bear. Huge. What have you been eating? Somebody, go and get a cup so this raccoon can pee in it, because I'm pretty sure it is on steroids. I'm pretty sure it is on something. Human growth hormone? Raccoon growth hormone? I don't know what it is, but that it was the biggest raccoon I've seen. And I'm face to face, eye to eye with this raccoon. Granted, I still have my distance. Yet, it's early. It's morning time. I'm sort of thinking, but not really thinking. At this point, I'm just not depending on logic. I am depending on intuition. I am depending on feel. I am depending on gut feeling. Whatever this visceral gut feeling tell me to do, that's what I'm going to do. I'm not going to do anything else when it comes to thinking. I don't want to think. I can't think. My mind's cloudy. My mind's foggy. I don't know what to think about. Think to think. Hey, I wish I could. I wish I can, but I can't do it because I don't know what's going on right now. I'm just eye to eye with this raccoon, this huge, huge raccoon that is like a baby bear. And I'm not moving. I am just like a deer in headlights, like, Whoa. And the raccoon looking at me too. And I'm sitting there saying to myself, now, I ain't ready to go. I ain't ready to go. And I'm not ready to go. I don't know what to do. I'm going off feel. I'm going off the gut instincts. I'm going off intuition. My intuition and my gut feelings did not tell me to run. I don't know. For whatever reason, it just told me to just keep looking this raccoon in the eye and just keep holding my bag. I mean, because now that I'm out of the situation, now that this situation is over with, I'm thinking maybe I should have ran. But what if the raccoon would have ran after me? Maybe I should have threw the bag and had that bag of trash as a peace offering. But wait a minute. But there was no food in the bag. See, that would have been bad. Me throwing the bag as a peace offering with no food in there. And then he cut open, get in the bag. And see, there's no food. Then next thing I know, he makes some kind of sound. And then there are more raccoons surrounding me, ready to go. That's about that life. And then I'm just sitting there having a fight, not with one, not with two, not with three, but about four, five raccoons. I don't know about you, but I wasn't prepared for that end game. I was not prepared for the end game. I was so not prepared, not in go mode. Luckily, I did not throw the bag. Luckily, I did not run away because my intuition, gut feeling, just told me after processing all this information and processing all this data, it just told me to just stand there and look this raccoon in the eye and do not move again. So I just stood there. And I'm looking this raccoon in the eye. And I'm just looking. This raccoon looking me back in the eye. And then it's moving away. It's moving away from the trash. And this is how I know it was big. Like a bear. Like a baby bear. Because when it moved away from the trash, I did not break eye contact. I'm still looking at this raccoon's eyes. And it got to the point where I couldn't see his eyes anymore. I just looked at where the dark spots were, the little dark circles. I just looked where the dark circles were because I just couldn't see his eyes anymore. I don't know if they were mean eyes. I don't know if they was, hey, I'm friendly eyes. I don't know if they was, hey, come over here and pet me. I'm not going to hurt you. I'm not going to bite you. I'm not going to scratch you. I'm not going to fight you. I just want to be pet. I just want to be fed. I just want some food. I don't know if it was those kind of eyes or not. All I knew was, I'm just looking where the circles are. Can't see your eyes? I'm still looking where the circles are. Ooh, okay, kind of broke little eye contact there, but I see that you big. I see that you big like a baby bear, but I'm still not ready to go. I'm still not prepared. I still don't want to do anything that's gonna make this raccoon mad. That's gonna make this raccoon call for backup. That's going to make this raccoon say to itself, oh, I wish you would. I wish you would. What if I would have threw the bag? What if I would have threw the bag and that would have set the raccoon off? What if this raccoon was like, I wish somebody would throw a bag at me. I wish somebody would. And then I would have just took the bag. Cause I done thought this out. I done did some logic in my head. Then it's like, wait a minute. I have this bag. It doesn't have any food in it, but I can fool or I can trick this raccoon to thinking that there's food in the bag. So when I throw the bag, I just can just go and walk off about my business. I'm glad that I didn't think that because I did not know if that was a raccoon's reason to go. I did not know. Me throwing a bag, raccoon is like, oh, okay. Oh, that's how it's going to be. That's what kind of part this is going to be. All right. I'm ready to go. Attack. Attack. And then while I'm sitting there fighting the raccoon. And let me highlight this again. I haven't done my research how to fight raccoons. I don't know where to hit them. I don't know if I should be clawing their eyes out. I don't know if I should like toss something in their face and just run. My raccoon fighting skills, it isn't up to snuff. It is not up to par. In fact, I'm just gonna say I do not have any raccoon fighting skills at all. So if I would have threw the bag and it would have been the raccoon's reason to go, I would have had to fight the raccoon. I would have fought, but I would have just been winging it. I would have just been maybe throwing haymakers. Then if the haymakers wasn't connecting, probably threw a few jabs. If the jabs wasn't connecting, or if the jabs wasn't doing anything to the raccoon, I would have probably came with a few uppercuts. And then maybe I would have just grabbed it and tried to power drive it or something. But hey, it was big like a baby bear. So I'm pretty, pretty, pretty sure me picking this raccoon up, yeah, that would have been my one shot. My one shot. Picked it up, and if I would have failed picking it up, yeah, let me just erase that from my mind. I don't want to think about what would have happened if I would attempt to pick this raccoon up and could not pick it up. I'm already trying to figure out what would happen if I would have had to fight. I know that I had to wing it. I know I wasn't prepared. I know my raccoon fighting skill set isn't there. It's not there. I still haven't even went and looked up how to fight a raccoon, because I don't want to ever be in that position again. I don't want to be in that position again, yet I'm sure that I probably will, because the raccoon got away. The raccoon went away. Because after I just stood there, stood my ground, fight or flight. Hey, neither. Just stand there. Gut feeling said, just stand there and look them in the eyes. Or if you can't see the eyes, look where the circles are. So I just stood there, didn't move. Just looked where the circles were. The raccoon came around from the trash. I kind of broke eye contact because it was so big. And I was like, whoa, saying to myself, that's a big one. Ooh, wee, I am not ready. I am not prepared for whatever's going to happen. I just hope I get out of here. That's what I was thinking. I just want to get out. Woo, I want to get out. So I'm just standing there looking, raccoon showing me how big it was. We just have a staring contest, like, and I'm just sitting there. I was not trying to communicate nonverbal either. I was not trying to get my telekinesis or just be a telepath or anything like that. I just kept my mind blank. I was not thinking at all. All of this was just instincts. All of this was just good feeling, instincts. And it just told me to just stare and stand still. So I was just there, standing still, looking at this raccoon in the eyes or circles. And the next thing I know, the raccoon started moving. But it wasn't moving towards me. It was moving towards his left and my right. And it's moving slowly, slowly. And then he just takes off running to the left and my right. And just disappear in the woods somewhere. Yeah, and just disappeared in the woods somewhere. And I continued walking forward because, hey, I got trash. This trash ain't going back in. Oh, I made it this far. Instincts telling me, hey, just go ahead and throw the trash away. Go ahead and just put it in the trash can. Throw it away. So I picked up the trash can, put the trash back in, and then put my trash into the trash can and closed it and said to myself, it's like, ooh-wee, boy, I escaped one there. Ooh-wee, I escaped one there, but too bad James Harden couldn't escape. He cannot escape. even though he had an opportunity to elevate his game, he had an opportunity to elevate his legend, he had an opportunity to solidify why he's the most valuable player of the NBA. However, his Houston Rockets did not show up to that NBA playoff game against the San Antonio Spurs. They did not show up. And, you know, it was a home game. They was at home and they didn't show up. They didn't even come to the party late. Sometimes when you just want to have a party, you just show up fashionably late. But it's your party. I showed up, but I showed up late. They didn't show up. They didn't show up late. They did not show up at all. James Harden did not show up at all. And he's supposed to be the MVP. He's supposed to be the most valuable player. He's supposed to be the player that everybody want to model their game after, as far as offensive skill set. He's the guy that can get fouls called for shooting three-pointers. But yet he can't show up and hit three-pointers. He can't show up and make two-pointers. He can't show up to support his team. He can't show up to help his team to get to a game seven. He can't show up to make his team go further in the playoffs. He can't show up. And this is not the first time he didn't show up. There's another time where he didn't show up. And that was the NBA Finals. Did not show. What is it with him and not showing up? Is it the raccoon? Is your instincts telling you to just stand still and just stare it in the eye? Don't move. Don't make a sound. Don't make a noise. Just keep looking. Just keep looking. Just keep staring. They're going to go away. Yeah, they're going to go away, but you're not staring at a raccoon, James. You're staring at a bear.